Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
A woman's period is usually a very private thing. Not exactly dinner conversation, and not exactly a typical topic for a radio show. But that's kind of what we're going to talk about today. Because, in case you haven't heard, there's a tampon shortage in this town. Okay, not an all-out tampon shortage, but I'm going to let Carrie Goldberg explain. She's the co-author of WBUR's Common Health blog, and she's with me in the studio. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Sasha.
So, Carrie, you've been blogging about this on Common Health. Tell us why OB tampons, because that's the brand we're talking about, OB tampons, have vanished.
Right. Well, actually, it's still a mystery. We don't know exactly why they've vanished. All I can tell you that we're kind of on their trail. So what happened was, a couple of 3 days ago, a friend of mine sent me an email saying that she had gone to look for OB tampons, which is the brand that she's used for many years, and she couldn't find them anywhere. She was looking all over Brookline and Boston, couldn't find them. And she sent me a very incensed email that read, in part, I called Johnson & Johnson yesterday, which is the company that makes them, and they said that the tampon called the Ultra, which is the big size of this tampon, had been discontinued, but the others are having some sort of mysterious manufacturing delay and will be back on the shelves eventually. What? Do they contain a secret ingredient that's only available from Somalia?
So J&J, Johnson & Johnson, is the maker of OB tampons.
Right.
Now, you have called J&J to try to find out what's going on?
Yes. I've been calling them for several days. I've just found out that apparently the woman that I was trying to reach has been on vacation, so I'm hoping that we may get some word from them soon. But I also went ahead and tracked them down to the FDA, which would regulate them. Apparently, the FDA considers them medical devices.
Tampons are medical devices.
Yes, at least for the purposes of the FDA. The people who regulate them are the people who regulate other medical devices as well. And I just got word from them that they have not had any reports of quality problems or any other issues. So it would seem that everything's okay and there hasn't been a recall or anything.
Carrie, when you blogged about the FDA having told you that it considers tampons medical devices, tell us what that comment triggered.
Basically, when women read that it was the FDA spokeswoman for medical devices who was answering my questions, they immediately asked, well, if tampons are medical devices, why are they not covered by insurance?
Fair question.
Yeah.
Some birth control is covered by insurance.
Mm-hmm. So why not tampons? It's not as if they're optional.
Actually, tampons may be optional, but for most women, it's a part of your life you can't give up.
Yes, I think that many women really get very used to a certain brand, and it is such an intimate product that you become very attached to it. It's what you're comfortable with.
But what you know, and this is also based on you having gone to some stores, is that it looks like the shelf space where OB tampons usually are pretty much empty. And you've gotten feedback on your blog from people from Canada to California saying they're finding the same thing when they go to try to find them. Is that right?
Yes, it's just extremely strange. First of all, it's strange to see store shelves that are left just simply empty. It reminds me of my old days covering news in the Soviet Union, where the supermarkets would be almost bereft of food. So you almost never see that in America. You see like a completely empty store shelf. But that's what's going on in a lot of places. And it has been amazing. There's been an outpouring from women all around the country, very frustrated, very angry, saying that, yes, we have no OBs in Colorado, in Ohio, in New York State, in California, all over the place. They're just Texas. Yeah, it's everywhere.
Bottom line, right now, shelves seem to be empty where OB tampons usually are in Boston and beyond. We don't know why, but you're still trying to find out. And if and when you do, we'll read about it on Common Health.
Absolutely. Common Health will be on this story.
Carrie Goldberg, thanks very much for the update.
My pleasure.
You can read more about this story on Common Health, WBUR's health blog. We're about to take a short break. When we come back, what artwork was too controversial for the Smithsonian, but just controversial enough for the ICA? Stay with us and you'll find out. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.